The EU Commission is recommending Ukraine and Moldova as candidates for European Union membership. The move is only the first step in a long process, and it's on the condition that Ukraine carries out a number of reforms. Dominic Kane is in Berlin. He explains the process for EU membership.
The devil is in the detail. As candidates, now the Ukrainians must comply with several different criteria. But the most important ones are they have to prove that they have a stable democracy. They have to prove that they have a functioning market economy. They have to prove that the rule of law pertains throughout their country. And they have to sign up to accepting all parts of EU legislation. And that includes joining the EU at some point, joining the euro, rather, when they join the EU. If they join the EU. And one huge caveat here is that this is a particularly lengthy period.
One person is dead in a third day of protests across several states in India against a change to military recruitment policies. New recruits will be limited to 4 years on the job without a pension. This has angered those who were hoping to join. China's launched a new high-tech aircraft carrier called the Fujian. It's the third carrier, but the first to be both designed and built inside China. Beijing is overhauling its entire navy. Palestinian officials say at least 3 men have been killed by Israeli forces during a raid in the occupied West Bank town of Jenin. Crowds of mourners carried their bodies through the city. At least 12 others were injured during the operation. Funerals are also being held for some of the people killed in an attack on a church in Nigeria earlier this month. At least 41 people died, including children, in a mass shooting at the St. Francis Catholic Church. The government has blamed an ISIL-linked group. The UK government has approved the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the US to face spying charges. The US is pursuing Assange for his role in releasing hundreds of thousands of classified military documents. And Friday is expected to be the hottest day of the year so far in Britain as a heat wave sweeps across Europe. The UN Weather and Climate Change Agency says extreme heat will occur earlier and more often in the future.
This Friday on The Take, we break down everything you need to know about Colombia's tight presidential race and its two very unusual candidates as they head into the runoff. Listen to Al Jazeera's The Take wherever you get your podcasts.